If you've got any questions, I don't know what the format of these things is. I'll be happy to try to answer them. I got the material for it from two very diverse places. I spent a year, about a year, teaching in a state-run poverty program type thing in Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York. And I got an awful lot of the medical material from a year I spent doing some cardiovascular research on dogs after I got out of college. And they were experiences some 9 years apart. And I always sort of had it in my mind when I decided I wanted to write and not fool with medicine. I always had it in my mind that I'd like to do something with the animals, and that it's a very vibrant kind of metaphor when you begin to think about it. And it never got put together right for me until that experience. And one day they simply fell together, and it was a gift from God type thing, I suppose.
You develop the dogs at all?
Oh, yeah. The dogs are about a half of the book. Dogs go in number throughout the book from about 27 all the way up to 93. And every one of them, because of the nature of the experiments, they're all experimented on to death. Every one of them is killed off except number 93, who becomes he's a boxer dog. I hope that fulfills the metaphor. But he's an incredible dog, actually, because nothing seems to bother him. They do all kinds of things on this one dog, and he simply survives them. He shows the scars, but his energy and his enthusiasm and his desire for affection from Billy Peebles is never diminished. And Billy Peebles, at the end of the book, simply leaves the dog there, and nobody knows its fate. I couldn't kill the dog off, you know. But there's the metaphor of the dogs is I wouldn't call it heavy-handed, but it's an obvious metaphor. I think most of them have kind of, individual ones have kind of human characteristics from time to time. Not Swiftian, but so far as I know, the first of next year. Depends on how the blue one does. Well, they told me an hour, and it's an hour. Thank you all very much for coming. I appreciate it.